at VTC 99. That's the Vehicular Technology Conference. We'll take the opportunity to talk with the chairman of the organizing committee, Professor Ramji Prasad. Ramji, what do you think we learned from this conference in terms of the future directions of research?
Yeah, if you look at the conference, particularly every day we have the keynote speeches, and there we learn particularly what direction we are moving ahead. One major direction what we are looking for, of course, immediately UMTS implementation, and which will take place quite soon in Japan, maybe 2001, and in Europe will be behind about 2002 or 3. But other aspects what we have learned from the research point of view, that we will move towards high bit rate communication, maybe up to 155 megabit per second, and there we are talking about the access scheme, we are talking about a model access scheme, we discussed here also Hyper92 OFDM technique. So that is giving the directions, but at the same time location management will be another issue, which we are having the special panel session today. There we will learn about location management issue, because if you look at the GPS, you can do that, but not for the indoor environment. So maybe GPS and mobile together can work better.
Mm-hmm. But location management may be something different as just positioning and determining the location. It also has to do with routing signals to a particular user.
Okay, at that point I will tell you, still what we are lagging in Europe for the research is the networking aspects. If you look at the European research activity, we are very strong in the physical layer, but not on the network layer. So that is another aspect which in Europe at least we should concentrate.
Oh, well, I always thought that the Americans were fighting over CDMA versus TDMA and forgetting about all the nice features and services that GSM implemented in the meantime. Now, are you saying the opposite, that Europe is lagging there opposed to the US?
No. Actually, I'm not talking about that point. I'm talking about that point that when you talk about the higher layer, yes, and there we don't carry out much research in Europe. That is what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who is doing it in your opinion?
In Europe, if you look at some laboratories like in Norway, people are involved. A small activity you will find in 20, but major activity like suppose Goodman Laboratory, for example, in US, or even for example University of California
in Berkeley,
a strong network group is there. Such we are lacking in Europe, this is my feeling, and that we should try to develop.
If you consider the network layers, then data and voice are something essentially different. Do you mean that we in Europe know the Erlang theory quite well, but not the multimedia bursty traffic in wireless communications?
That is what I want to tell you also, yes. In the industry, we are taking care, but not in the academia level.
Okay. Yeah. If we compare different conferences like VTC or PIMRC, maybe Globcom, ICC, and all there's so many places to choose from, what do you think are the prime differences?
From the mobile communication point of view, I think VTC and PIMRC, they are good conferences. If you look at the PIMRC, even now, led by the academia particularly, university professors, they are the people who are handling the conference. And you will find quite large number of PhD students, master students, but very low number of the industry people. If you look at the VTC, it is a global conference, it's still largest conference in the mobile communications. You will find people from the all walk of the life, universities, academia, research laboratory, industry operators, and so on.
So we see more ties at VTC and so.
Yes, you will find that people are well dressed, whereas in the PIMRC, university professors don't care what we are having. Of course, we have the dress, but not taking care of the
students. It should be the integrals that are the beauty. Ramji, we just talked about future directions in research in wireless communication. You are at Aalborg at this moment, so you have all the opportunities to start something new. What would you think is a golden opportunity to start right now?
Yes, Aalborg University, this center, CPK, is quite well known in the system side antenna and propagation. Particularly, they have very well achieved in that area. When I joined there, I saw they are lacking in the network aspect, what I told in the beginning, in general, Europe itself. So I thought that networking area, I must start in a bigger way so that CPK has good research environment in complete wireless environment. That is my main objective. Second objective, of course, I'm going to be a future director of the center. My idea is to dream in a direction that it becomes the laboratory in Europe.
5 or 10 years ago, we together were writing papers on throughput of a lower stability. Is that will that get a new life with all the attention to wireless local area networks and traffic management, the network layer stuff in wireless?
Yes, the one which we were doing together, like Slotted Aloha or ISMA protocol and so on, basically we were doing only for the data communication. Now what will happen, it will really go for the multimedia communication, and the throughput aspect, what we were studying, it will be a little bit different than what will happen now in future. But it will be a hot topic.
Thanks a lot, Ranji.
Welcome.